There are lots of tools to help you stop smoking, and hypnotherapist David Botsford, author of Hypnosis for Smoking Cessation, believes that NLP, or neuro-linguistic programming, is one of the better ones.
NLP deals with the subjective experience that we have, and it looks on every person as a unique individual. Every person who's taken up the smoking habit has done so in a unique way, and each person has got unique resources. Each person has to be addressed in a unique way, and so the strength of using NLP and hypnosis is that we really can draw on that person's abilities, times when they've achieved success in the past in other areas, maybe times when they've already quit smoking. Because if a person has quit smoking for a period of weeks or months or years in the past, that's a very powerful resource which we can draw on. We can ask the unconscious mind to repeat that. And with NLP, it's a question of getting a person in touch with what's going on inside, and we want to make sure that that person can go out there in the real world after they've quit smoking, and they'll be ready for any situation, whether it be stress at work, whether it be drinking with a bunch of smokers on a Saturday night at 3 a.m, whether it be having an argument with somebody. Whatever the situation is, they're going to be able to make changes to their internal state, their internal experience, so that they stay a non-smoker in those challenging experiences after the session. And that's the real strength of it.
So if you come for an NLP stop smoking session, so to speak, what would actually happen?
The first thing I ask a person is how they started smoking. Basically, you want to encourage the person. We want to recognize that every problem was once a solution, a classic NLP saying. And smoking works. You know, most people start when they're teenagers. They want to be part of the gang. Some people start as young adults. We want to say, well, it worked then. Let's find a more useful way of achieving that same positive intention than the smoking habit. And we then go on to resources. Has the person quit smoking before? If they have, that's great. What was that like? And we ask the person to describe that, and we aim to repeat that success, whatever the method was that the person used before. If the person's never quit smoking, we still want to look for how they experience change and learning in other areas of life, and we want to apply that to the area of becoming a non-smoker. I teach a person self-hypnosis, how they can put themselves into a peaceful, calm, relaxed state anytime they want, how to get control over the inner subjective influences which are going on inside ourselves. And then we go into what's called a trance state, where the person's in touch with the unconscious mind. I communicate with the unconscious mind to find an answer, find a solution to move that person forward. And that's it. The person experiences the transformation in the session, and they know how to stay a non-smoker for life.
I know that lots of people obviously want to give up smoking, but at the same time, they actually quite enjoy the cigarettes. There's this sort of conflict going on. How can you deal with that?
We want to find something else that they can enjoy, because really the body resists smoking. When a young person has their first cigarette, they're coughing, they're being sick, they're turning green, and they really don't like it, but the body adapts to it. We want to get back in touch with what the body really wants, which is freedom from smoking. And we want to find something more useful. We want to show how people can create pleasure, enjoyment, relaxation, using their own innate abilities, using self-hypnosis, using calming techniques, so the person can say, well, that's great, I've got all the benefits without needing anything artificial. Because, you know, all the cigarette is, it's a little bit of tobacco with paper wrap around it on fire at one end, and it doesn't really give enjoyment to anybody.
Is it possible to get back to that stage where actually the cigarette is just something really revolting to smoke?
Very much so, because the body's got built-in defense mechanisms which we can bring back into play. And once a person's become a non-smoker at the identity level and they really experience life in that way, then the body will protect the person. And if they're in a smoke-filled room, it's going to smell horrible. And if they try and smoke a cigarette, it will taste horrible. The coughing and so on will come back, because the body's defense mechanisms are back there, because the unconscious mind really controls every part of the body and the mind. It's like a master control. Once we got that to function, then the body's defenses protect the person.
And is this something that's really like a one session thing, or is it something with lots of homework?
Well, I like to do it in one session of 90 minutes, and I give a person CDs to take home so they can continue that work at home if they feel the need for it. Because so many people in this day and age experience high stress, and some people will smoke to relieve stress, others will overeat, others others might go with alcohol or gambling or something like that. We want to show how you can reduce that stress level whenever you want at will, and that's a very important part of the learning process. So basically, I aim to do it in one session. If a person wants to come back for a second, they're most welcome to, because we're aiming to get the successful results. Most people, it's just one session.
Do you find that lots of people do actually manage to give up smoking and they're a non-smoker for ages, and then something tips them over the edge and they're back again?
Yeah, it does. We have to make sure that person can create calmness, create resourcefulness, get through that difficult situation in a more useful way than simply grabbing a cigarette. And that's a part of it, this whole educational process, which I give people handouts for, and many people do follow them. And if they do, they're going to get control over what's going on inside and stay non-smokers.
That's David Botsford, author of Hypnosis for Smoking Cessation.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.